Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Welcome to another edition of The Last Drop. That's my pose. Cody saw that and he jumped back. What the fuck are you doing right now?
Oh, I don't know what the hell you doing.
Yeah, I'm feeling like a superstar, Cody, because it is our 3-year anniversary. I thought it was 4, but I realized I couldn't count. I was like, fuck, my math all off. I was like, hold on, wait a minute. I started doing the numbers with the hands. I was like, wait, 2019, 2020. Wait a minute, I'm doing that wrong. 19 to 20, 20 to 21, 21 to 20. I was like, oh yeah, 3 years. There we go. Yeah. I didn't keep track with it being over the last 2 years because of the world going to hell. But, you know, I was like, well, I might as well go ahead and bring that back up now. Because I honestly thought we were getting close to that 5-year, but it feels like it's been 5 years since we've been doing this, but I guess not.
Yeah, it does feel like it.
Really
does. Feel like it.
Feels like we've been doing this for quite a while now, but I guess when you stay as consistent as we are, everything feels as long. And that 3 years, in the 3 years we've been doing this, we have never missed a week. So even during a worldwide pandemic, Mr. Cody.
Yeah.
By the way, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
We're not like that other podcast that does one every 6 months. Talk about you, lunatic. It's like, ah, damn. You want to talk about lack of consistency? Holy shit. That motherfucker got one episode a season, Cody.
Got that limited series. Extra limited.
Yeah, me and Cody, we like an anime. You get 50 episodes a year and shit or whatever, but like Lunatic, he a Disney Plus limited series. It ain't 6 episodes, it's just one, you know. And then you better hope for season 2 to come out, you know. Oh man, in the 3 years that we've been doing this, the liquor has never tasted so better as it does now at the age of 30. Wait, how old am I? 33. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, the older you get, the more refined your palate gets. So it only makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
When you drink the more, the finer and brighter spirits.
Plus, I'm more of an alcoholic.
Craft beers.
So, anyway, we're drinking more than just the craft beers and the spirits here. We're drinking some mezcal, some tequila, some Armagnac. What else we did on this show? I guess that's about it, actually.
All right, we did gin.
That's right. We did do gin once. Yeah. We
moonshine.
We did some moonshine. That's right. Oh, St. Luna spirits. Yeah. We did a little bit of everything except for vodka. We will not be doing vodka.
No vodka. Wait, have we done sake yet?
Yeah, we did.
Did we do sake? Okay.
We did one where we did, remember that spirits from all over the world thing or whatever the fuck. It was in the first year we did this. It was like right before we did the shitty beer and whiskey.
Okay.
We did one where we had like Cavassier, so we did cognac, we did sake, we did beer, whiskey. I think you brought El Segundo and I brought Weller. This is back when I was in the apartment.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that
sounds familiar.
I think the gin we did was it might have been the day we did the Roku. I think that was when we decided that was the best spirit we had on the table that episode or whatever. And we did Cavassier for cognac, and we did, I can't remember the name of this moonshine, but we did I think I still have that bottle too. It's generic as fuck, moonshine, people. It was like some generic ass shit I found at a fucking, you know, I think I found it at a Total Wine or some shit like that. So we did sake on here too. That was probably, it was a popular sake brand, but it's pretty generic when it gets down there. So we never had high premium sake. I remember, your old neighborhood, by the Howard Hughes Center. What's the fuck of the name of that Japanese restaurant that used to be? Kabuki.
Kabuki.
I don't know if Kabuki's still there in the Howard Hughes area or whatever and shit, but when I was at Sony, I would go there, and they had released a seasonal sake, like a high premium seasonal sake that you could buy the bottle for like $79, $89 or whatever. I had it at the, I forgot which one it was. I had it at Kabuki. That shit was so fucking good. Oh my God. It was probably one of the best sakes I ever had as far as stateside go, but it was pretty goddamn delicious. It came in like a purple bottle too, looking like a pimp named Slipback and shit. We're going to step into more mezcal later this year, too, whatever, and some more tequila and Armani at Cacao, of course.
Yes, we are.
I might even pull out some wine
now. I'm thinking about doing some wine, and I'm definitely going to do some rum this year.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, for sure.
I got a special bottle just recently, whatever. I had the Breaking Bad duo sign my bottle of Dos Hombres here, right here. Old mezcal right here, man.
I saw that.
Ooh. That's dope. Man, I should have had them put Breaking Bad at the bottom of this shit. I probably should have did that. But you know what? Hey, I got the Aaron Paul and Brian Cranston to sign my Dos Hombres Mezcal bottle. They have a high-end one that's like $300. It looks fucking beautiful as hell, but I can't find it anywhere. But Dos Hombres, people, pick up your bottle of Mezcal. It's probably one of my favorite celebrity spirits out there, if you will. Celebrities don't tend to make good whiskey, so I'm not even going to count those. So it usually falls up in the tequilas and the gin territory as far as celebrity spirits. I guess you could even say beer, too, for celebrities as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know Cody's, you know, he's trying to get me to say that Drake's Virginia Black Whiskey is one of the best things I've ever tasted in my life, but
I don't recall saying that at all. but touche.
He said, if you drink it and listen to Drake, you understand where he's coming from now. A life of
mediocrity. That's what I said.
Yeah, a life of mediocrity. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to relate the rest of this conversation to me. I don't remember saying that at all.
Yeah. You don't remember you said that, Cody?
No.
I was gonna say put that bottle down, but then I'd have to fire you. You'd be pointless on here, man. So you might need to put that pipe down, my friend. Come on, put that pipe down.
Maybe. Hey, off the drugs.
Yeah. Speaking of a pimp named Slipback, you got a pimp named Slipback robe on right now.
Oh, you like my robe on? Like a Chinese slip robe, right?
You're looking like fucking RZA from Man with the Herpes. God damn. I'm waiting for you to start talking about how you channeled your chi and shit like that. You're like the lightest Negro to ever hit the Far East and shit, talking about, oh
man, about to go off and make a culturally appropriated film right now.
That motherfucker got a t-shirt underneath that says, I'm Bruce Lee's son. That's racist, Jody.
Bruce Leroy.
I think it says on the back of his shirt, it says, I am one with the force and the force is me.
don't disrespect the chi.
don't is that disrespect with a K at the end of it? Don't disrespect the chi. That motherfucker Cody's the 12th member of the Wu-Tang Clan right now. Claiming Shaolin.
The RZA. The RZA.
Ghostface, inspect the deck and the Cody. I want Cody.
I'm the missing member of the Wu-Tang Clan. Fuck you, folks. That's the big revelation, man. The biggest secret.
I want to see a new Photoshop of the Wu-Tang and Cody in the background, whatever, with that robe on. Hanging out and shit. That motherfucker look like Chris Tucker in Rush Hour 2 right now.
Shit.
Chip suits. Cheap suits. How cheap? Cheap. He ain't lying about that. You go to China, them suits are cheap as fuck. Once you do that conversion from yen to fucking dollars, you'd be like, God damn, it's only $30. Oh, shit. Take Cody to one of them Asian parlor massages and shit. He'd be like, my chi is one now. Oh, but this is the... This is the third year anniversary show, Cody. It is Whiskey Week, and it is the third. Yes,
it is. The third year anniversary of the last drop. Look at that.
We started this bad boy in April 1st of 2019, or whatever. People thought that was going to be an April Fool's joke, and I was just like, Because Yeah, I can't even remember because I wasn't initially going to start that month or whatever, but I just remember somebody pissed me off or whatever. I think it was Stewart, actually.
Of course. That sounds about right.
I saw Stewart writing all these comments on Twitter talking about, oh, my favorite podcast now, whatever and shit. And I was just like, this motherfucker, that old turncoat son of a bitch here, go away for 2 months and this motherfucker already switching sides and shit. And you know, my petty side kicked in, Cody. So, you know, I show this motherfucker. And, you know, we had that, I didn't have a date set and I just said, fuck it. April 1st, goddammit. Cody, get your ass over here. We probably didn't know.
That's how that worked out, yeah.
We had like a little artwork that was done that was like supposed to be temporarily that lasted for almost 2 years. kind of forgot about it, that's why. which Craig did an amazing job on that one, but you know. I mean, let's be real. It's shit compared to the one we got now. I mean, it's like, it's kind of dog shit compared to the one we got now. That one we got now is beautiful. And then ever since then, we've just been on this drinking or talking liquor more so. We've always been drinking the liquor, but now we're talking the liquor. And I will say that this show got me to experience, Cody, one thing I never thought I would do in my life. And that's drink Jack Daniel's honey.
Oh my God, don't remind me. Please don't remind me of Jack Daniel's honey.
And Cody, if I'm not mistaken, you drunk a Coors Light.
Yeah, that was a. We were in it. We thought that show was going to get like all the clicks. That shitty spirit and beer episode. Nope.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody listened to that shit. Nobody listened to that show for fucking nothing.
Yeah. I think now it's getting more clicks or whatever it is, but I don't give a fuck now. No numbers up there. No. I don't give a fuck now.
Yeah.
I wanted it instantly.
Wanted it now.
Not a year from now or whatever.
I really thought that show was going to be like one of the higher rated shows that year. Nope, that show didn't do shit.
That was the first time I ever threw up some liquor. I had to run to the fucking bathroom. I was going to say, wasn't it on this show? But no, it was that other show when I was mocking you when I drank that Coronita.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that wasn't on the last drive, but I got to tell you, that Coronita, that shit stuck with my brain, Cody. It actually made me afraid of beer. Mm-hmm. I understand now when you drink shitty spirits.
Dude, I remember your reaction to that shit.
I knew it was going to be bad. I didn't think it was going to be that bad. Dude, you know what? No, it was that big-ass bottle of Corona you pulled out on that shitty spirit and shitty beer week we did. And I was just like looking at that big-ass bottle. And you was just like, I literally went to the liquor store right down on the corner of your house. And I just looked at you and was just like, oh, man. And Cody came in with that brown bag special, too. That's how I knew it was bullshit. You unveiled that shit like it was some kind of god or something like that. Like, oh, I was like, oh. That shit tastes like feet and piss.
That brown paper bag, you already knew. And what all do we have? I don't even remember. What all do we have on that shitty?
So you brought a Coors Light and a Corona.
Yeah, I remember the Coors Light, the Corona.
And I did the Kiryoshi, the fake Kiryoshi, Jack whiskey, and the Jack Daniel's honey.
Jack Daniel's honey, okay.
That was about it.
So was it just those four?
It was just those four. We couldn't do no more.
I don't know why I thought it was more.
We ended it with one of your beers, and we just said we couldn't finish it. I think it might have been the Coors Light actually, because you kept saying like okay. I can't sip any more of this because it's fucking my nose. Every time you take a sip, the fumes went in your nose, just fucked your shit up. So you was taking sips like this and shit. Oh shit.
Oh my goodness.
I think that would have been the one episode where COVID was warrant to have lose all taste buds. And then that's when I unveiled the Jack Daniel's honey. You thought we were done. I was just like, no, Cody, one more. And you was mad because you said the shit ain't even whiskey. It says liqueur on the bottle.
Yeah, it said liqueur.
Oh, man. Speaking of an anniversary, Cody, it wouldn't be an anniversary without a special guest, you know? A special guest that you're very familiar with and that I'm very familiar with, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this who I think it is?
Yeah, this is who we think it is, Cody. You know, I used to live with him. Remember in my old apartment?
Does he return? That's right.
Yeah.
Fellow Long Beach natives, right?
Yeah, fellow Long Beach native. He just left me a message or whatever. I guess he wanted to just send us a shout out.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what
he remember.
Let's see what all he has to say, man. Hello, this is tune in. Hold on. Let me get this.
This is your friend Nicholas Cage. We go way back to Long Beach, the two of us, and
our man Nicholas Cage.
Yeah, let me just replay that. That's our man Nick Cage right there, baby. Nick Cage.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, well, you know, he's been in debt for a while, so he keep asking for $20 or whatever. So I've been ignoring his calls and shit. So
hi, JP. This is your friend Nicholas Cage. We go way back to Long Beach, the two of us. And a few years ago, when I came into your studio, things were very different for me. Right? I've since kind of.
I remember when he was in my studio.
Did a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. So I was actually over $150 million in debt. And that's past now. So I can look back at the review you did with Rage and all that, and I kind of laugh. But I've been very proud of my film Pig and this upcoming film I want to promote on your show called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Ooh. Now, it was a very surreal and kind of...
I love how you put certain emphasis on words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he's kind of got like that, like kind of like mm-hmm. that... You know, Rage, and you know, it's the cocaine's a hell of a drug, Cody.
But, it most certainly is.
But also, sure as debt is too. By the way,
that's the inner drug, right?
that's the inner drug right there.
I play myself. Very strange kind of movie, but Pedro Pascal and I are in it, and Tiffany Haddish. And
what an honor to have the Nick Cage on here promoting a movie of himself with Pedro Pascal, a man who I love from that show Narcos. And Tiffany Haddish still getting movie roles? I thought her career was done after she got booed off that stage or whatever, you know? You know, it was entertaining at first, but bless her heart, but she's not that great of an actor. So, bless her heart, all right?
She doesn't have much range.
No!
Yeah,
that
one note. Yeah.
That range worked for that one movie. I think it was Girls Trip or whatever, and that's all we needed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then after that, we realized, oh, it's the same shit. You just playing the ghetto as fuck character.
Actually, a lot of those comedians, like turned actors, they try to like get into like more dramatic stuff, and it rarely works out. Like, the only one that worked out for really was like Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Maybe. And Marlon Wayans when he gives a fuck, but he doesn't. So yeah, like Chris Rock tried to do that. Kevin Hart tried to do that. I guess Tiffany Haddish tried to do that at one point too. It just didn't work out for him.
No. You know, I guess we don't consider him a comedian, but he has some skits and stuff like that. He also was on Chappelle's Show, but I bet he had range if he would have, I don't know. I don't know how far he wanted his career and movies and shit like that to go or whatever. I'm talking about most deaf people. Most deaf used to do a lot of comedy shit on the Chappelle Show and stuff like that. But that dude, I thought he had range as far as acting goes too, as well. Cause he looked like he could play the serious role.
He looked good. Yeah.
I remember that one Chappelle episode where he was just like, they were doing like a revamp of Def Comedy Jam, and he was in that fucking costume. Remember that superhero costume he was wearing? He was like, y'all want to do some motherfucking comedy over here? And he started fucking walking backwards. But I remember a few of his movie roles, whatever. I was just like, I think I could see range in him, but I don't know what he wanted to do with his movie career as far as where it goes and shit. But we ain't talking about you, Mos Def. We're talking about Nick Cage.
You should check that out. It's coming out, I believe, next month. But
no, that's okay, Nick. Me, yeah, that's all right, Nick. I don't see that.
That Nicolas Cage, he's very long-winded, isn't he?
Yeah. He's got a lot to say, Cody. He's got about 40 more seconds of speaking, according to this voicemail message.
Really good scotch, which I haven't had in a long time. It's been about a week and a half since I've had scotch. And I'll be over at Blind Donkey on Linden Ave.
Oh, Blind Donkey. Shout out to Blind Donkey.
Oh, okay.
Clothing optional for Mr.
Oh, he's talking about you now.
Okay.
Clothing optional for Mr. I'll be over at the Blind Donkey over on Linden Ave. And you and Cody, clothing optional for Mr. Williams. Feel free to drop me by there. We can,
why specifically me, though?
My treat, you know. I'm not dead anymore, so I really can treat you. off the record, I am going to have a little snorts to you of the old white lady here. So, you stay fucking phenomenal. All right.
Well, thank you, Mr. Cage. Sounds like he said he's going to be having a little snortski of the white lady. You know what?
I believe that's what he said. Yes,
I think I'll be too busy to head over to the Blind Dog, but Cody is free. He'll meet you over there if you're doing the white's snortski.
We'll talk. Yeah.
Clothing is very optional for you, Cody. I mean, I guess you don't have to wear.
Yeah, no, it's not optional. It's mandatory. Fucking
Nicholas. So, he's got a boner for you, Cody. That's all.
Yes. Not encouraging.
So yeah, thank you, Nick Cage, for all your support and everything you've done for us throughout our podcasting careers, if you will. I don't actually know how to word this, to be honest. So I'll just say that'll do, pig. That'll do. Anyway.
There goes Mr. Cage.
Yeah, there goes Mr. Cage. At this point, he damn near is a regular. I mean, you know what? On that artwork, I should have just had Nick Cage in that alleyway. Just like hiding in the background and shit, just looking around like, oh. He said he hasn't had a glass of scotch in almost a week and a half, Cody, so he's going to indulge a little bit today.
Okay, you know? That's his longest streak yet. Week and a half without alcohol? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm proud of Mr. Cage.
I don't know if it was no alcohol or just no scotch. But he's definitely doing some white ladies tonight, apparently.
Wow. Is that what he said?
A little bit of the snortskis, you know. Yeah. Nick, I'm a little old for that kind of lifestyle now, so I don't think I'll be indulging in that with you, sir. So good day to you. Anyway, people, so get into the review here now. Does anybody remember? I'm saying that as if we're fucking live and people are in the chat right now. So never mind. Let me rephrase that now. On the very first episode here of The Last Drop, it was a whiskey week. And this whole month is going to be an anniversary. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the first whiskey week. It's going to be the first beer week next week. It's going to be the first mixing and matching week or whatever. Oh, my God. So many classics to get a year-end anniversary of and shit, or a third-year anniversary in. But on that first episode, we did, even though we recorded twice, which was a terrible mistake.
That was, oh my God. Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. The worst fucking idea. We shut that shit down real quick, didn't we? You're like, nope. You're gonna not record two shows in one day ever again.
Not with that many bottles. This is when we was like, man, we could do four bottles of whiskey and four beers at the same time.
No.
Ooh, man, I was so tired and worn out and shit. I was like,
damn. What? I thought we were recording for 12 hours. No, we were just passed out for fucking half of that.
Well, remember when you came over, the sun was still out.
Yeah, the sun was still out, yeah.
when you left, that sun was gone.
Yeah. When I drove back home, and I don't even think you relate worse than me. You just mumbled some shit.
Remember, I just went to sleep. I went right to sleep. I just passed away. I just went.
Yeah, we just do two shows in one day with eight bottles total. What the fuck?
We did go back to that beer episode recently too. I think 2020, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
We did, yeah. Yeah. And thank God. mm-hmm. You know, I guess we'll never hear that lost episode because I spilled that wild turkey on that laptop. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And that laptop is what held that lost episode. Mm-hmm. And may it forever stay lost.
It will never see the light of day.
I listened to that shit the next day when I was editing shit. And I just went to Cody. Oof. I said,
it's going to be some legendary myth. The lost slash drop episode.
It's like, bro, do you really want this episode? Do you really want your first beer week to be this?
It tastes good. Yeah, it tastes like beer. I mean,
look at that generic ass folks.
I mean, it tastes like beer and hops and yeah. And then try the next one. Yeah, this one tastes like beer and hops.
I remember Cody but said one beer. He was like, "I like this. I like it a lot." Whatever. And I just went literally right after he said that. I just went, "I'm so tired." I'm so tired. And right in the middle of the show, Cody, that's when I said, I'm just gonna lay down for a little bit. When I laid on that bed,
oh man.
But on that very same day, I did I think five bottles. It might have been four. I think it was four, but it might have been four or five. Of the four Jesus. Roses bottles.
Oh, for God, we did all.
Yeah, so we did the regular Four Roses. We did the small roses.
Four and one, Jesus Christ.
We did the regular Four Roses small batch. We did the regular Yellow Label.
We really thought.
Just dumb. Stupidity. Yellow Label Four Roses. The small batch Four Roses. Then we did a store pick single barrel Four Roses. And then we moved up to the Four Roses Super Premium that I brought back from Japan. And that was a terrible fucking idea. and then we didn't eat the whole day neither. So that was also a fucking terrible idea and shit. So this week, I thought I would bring back Four Roses to commemorate our 3rd year anniversary. But this time, I thought I would pull out the Four Roses anniversary bottle itself with the Four Roses.
Oh,
yeah, it's our anniversary.
Very fitting. Very fitting.
It's you and me. I was like, this is perfect. I had another bottle for this month or whatever and shit. And I was just thinking, like, wait a minute, I have an anniversary bottle. And then I was like, and it's a Four Roses. I was like, hold on, wait a minute. Yeah, I should fucking we should do that. And that'd be like a throwback too. I did pull out the Four Roses small barrel strength limited edition 2018, the 130th anniversary of Four Roses. Distillery.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So this is when this came out, this was the 12th iteration of their limited edition small batch offerings. It also coincides, and like I just said, it celebrates the 130th anniversary of a Four Roses brand. So it's both older than both me and Cody put together. Yeah, it's way older than that. 130 years. I always felt like these distilleries and beer companies have been lying their ass off how long they've been around. 130
probably
guys. Yeah, ain't we
probably yeah, 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 ain't fooling nobody.
He's around for 50 years. You don't stop this shit. these limited edition bottles always get released every year September. The series was first introduced in 2008 and it was known as the Four Roses Marriage Collection. That was what the 2008 and 9 bottle was called before they switched over to the small batch limited edition. They were called the Marriage Collection. I think they realized that was a stupid ass name and they were like, well, you know, let's change that up a little bit before we get out of control here. So let me go ahead and I think this one is a blend of bourbons with two mash bills. I believe it. And you know how Four Roses are with their fucking mash bills, people. Honestly, at this point, I think they just make up shit as they go along, whatever. Their mash bills, I think it was OBSV and OBSF, which was 60% corn, 35% rye and 5% malted barley, and then OESV and OESK. Oh my God, I actually got these right. 75% very corn, nice. 20% rye and 5% malted barley. I know people just heard that and said, what the fuck? Welcome to Four Roses, people.
Yep. A lot of shit in there.
They just make up shit. if you are a fan of their store pick single barrels, that's all it does. It just breaks down the fucking OBSV to OBSF and HMLNOJPQRSTUV, you know, all that shit, you know. It breaks down the YMCA, you know, all that shit, you know. So if that's what you're looking for. That's
I think Four Roses are the ones that made that matrix coding. You know, when they do the logo, they pull out and you see all the little characters and shit. That's all Four Roses.
Four Roses came up with that.
Yeah.
They said everybody else is simplifying this shit. Let's do something different. Let's break this down. And that's why you can never find an age statement on these. They age between 10 years and 16 years and just like, yeah, whatever. and this is a percentage alcohol volume is at 54.2%. A little over about 110 proof, obviously, over there. I love the bottle. Love the design. Nose, obviously, you get the caramel, dark fruits, blackberries and cherries, a lot of berry flavors, orange peel, dark chocolate. Oh, man. Limited editions, I mean, I've never had a bad one, and I've had all of them up from 16 all the way through 2020. I haven't had the 2021 yet, so... Yeah, 16 to 2020. I've owned those bottles. Before that, I've had the Marriage Collection and I've had the 2011. And they all were pretty fucking tasty. Finish always remains the same, strong and long. That's how some women saying they want their men dick to be. There's some men that saying they want that to be. if it ain't strong and long, then you know what? It ain't for me. Nothing. Got a little uniqueness there, complex with each visit to the nose, if you will. Get that warm. It's very warm aromas. The berries really stick out. Almost like a cream brulee on shit. Let's go ahead and get into sipping. Spices right off the bat. Butterscotch. It's peppery. It's got that oak in it. Cinnamon. What else? When I take sips, it hits the nose. I get that little bit of dried raisins. Honey is all up in here, too. Palate is very flavorful, though. It's like I got this allspice on it. A little bit of apricot on there. I love how the spices just surround the gums area. But unlike a bottle I think I had recently, it stays and it just flows naturally into the finish as well, too. The finish is long, long and strong, like I said. It's got a lot of heat on it, very robust. It ramps up the oakiness to it. Oh, man. Every sip, the spices just come out a little bit more unique and different. Let's go from... like the peppery to a bacon spice type. Hits the tip of the tongue just right. I tell you, man, although I'm a fan of all these, when they hit the like 2018, 2019, man, I was fucking loving those. I thought those two were like some of the best they had put out there. I could be a little more recency biased since I haven't had the older ones in such a long time now. The 2018 and 2019 were just like winners for me. And I have another bottle of the 2018 that's probably about as low as this one, which I'm looking very sad at, to be honest, because these bottles are really fucking hard to find. And when you do find them, they cost like between $300-$400 and shit. Yep. And I'm sorry, but $300-$400, that's just too fucking much for a frozen limited edition, especially when you see the shit at Costco for like $129. You're like, wait a minute, hold on, what? So, it's like that classic, just everything you want in your bourbon, you know? Four Roses limited edition, they're always just a go-to, too. You're looking for something cheaper, always go with the small batch select. It kind of reminds me a little bit of that with the spices and shit like that. But all Four Roses, they're, all their finishes are long and has like that nice peppery feeling to it. The more age statement bottles or the limited edition series, the spices just amped up just a little bit more. Yeah, man, this is a last drop.
Damn. Just like that. Drop.
Yeah, I gotta pour some more of this.
Can't say I'm surprised.
Yeah, this is fucking good.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Four Roses limited edition.
No.
You really can't.
I think when you get to the small batch select, which we've had on this show, I think it's like $59, mm-hmm. whatever. You get that. I mean, for an everyday pour, that shit's fire.
It is.
When you get to the limited edition and shit, I mean, you just can't fuck these up. They're as complicated as their recipes might be, what I just read off and shit like that. They have a well-rounded recipe over there that just works. It works. If it's not broken, don't finish it neither. You go to Kentucky, Cody, if you ever go to Kentucky to try to get one of these bottles, because they come out every September, good luck. Motherfuckers mm-hmm. be camping out at the distillery, and they only release
them. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I tried to get my cousin to go down there to get us some bottles. Not last year. Might have been 2020. Oh, actually, might have been. Yeah, I think it was 2020. And I thought it might have been dead because of the pandemic. I was like, can you just drive down there and just check it out, you know? So she gets in her car. She drives down there. There's a fucking line that's heading all the way back. And she was like, you want me to wait in this line? And I said, hell no. Well, I said, can you just like count how many people are there? Like a real estimate or something like that? Because they only get released at the distillery mm-hmm. when it drops in September. They only release like, I think, 200 bottles or some shit like that. So if it's more than 200 people, then don't wait in fucking line. Kind of like what that one store did when they had that Weller foolproof. I think it's in that city of Cypress, whatever, when they had that foolproof and they had that long ass line of, and they knew how much they had, but they just let motherfuckers remain in that line. Kind of like that. Yeah. Yeah. That kind of fuckery. I mean, I guess you're trying to. If I was a store owner, I would at least tell them, like, hey, look, I only got this many bottles. You're more than welcome to come in and get something else, though. I got some other shit for you that's real good. But, you know, don't have me waiting in a fucking line. Knowing damn well you only got 60 bottles and there's more than 60 people here.
Yeah. I think that right there, that's just poor customer service.
Yeah.
And you're just doing a disservice to your customers, your crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your brand, really, honestly. Your entire brand. That's fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we just talking out of our ass. Maybe it's a little bit more easier than that. But I got to tell you right now, we got a liquor store, Cody. Our store would kick fucking ass.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No. Yeah, man. Yeah. Man, I'd have Cody robbing Monkey's Brewery all fucking time. I'd be like, they're going to take their shit and sell that shit.
But releasing Monkey's Beer before they release it themselves.
Yeah. I would do fucked up shit like that. I don't give a fuck. I would be like, hey, I got a six pack of this new Monkish Brewery. Hey, come get it. Come get it. First come, first serve. Whoever come grab this bad boy, come get it. You know, it's here. You can only find it at my store. Fuck what Monkish says. I blocked them from our Instagram so they can't. Shit. I have like family members in Kentucky that I have like shipping me bottles and shit like that regularly. I wouldn't do no fucking bundles. If Cody even mentioned that to me, I'd look at him and be
God,
like,
no bundles. No. In fact, our store, we would sell no vodka at all.
Yeah.
no vodka. And no mass reproduced beer.
Yeah. If I even see a lick of dust on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why we'll have Steward working for us, whatever. We'll have him wiping the bottle. Hey, wipe that shit, Steward. If I even see a dusty shelf looking like BevMo Cody, oh. Mm-mm. Oh my God, I'm taking my belt off. Whipping Stewart. I'm whipping his ass with it. I'm gonna be like, motherfucker, you. And if I even find out the store, if like, because you know how you scroll through Instagram and you find other stores that are having deals and shit like that, you know my petty ass. Oh, really? Huh. We'll see about this. Because right. You know, I always talk to these store owners and they always talk about like, we're not in competition with the other stores. We're all one big family.
Bullshit. It's all one big. Yeah, it's all one big competition. That's what it is. Yeah. One big family at the other store.
They told me.
I don't want to hear that shit.
I've been to so many stores where they say, oh, we're just one big family, no competition. I was like, shit. That's good to know then, because if I open up a store, I'm trying to put y'all out of business. You can call me Disney, bitch. I'm buying you soon.
Mm-hmm. Fucking conglomerate.
Yeah. That shit gonna be looking hot right now. Whatever. The only problem is location. Where the fuck would we open that at?
I wouldn't know. That's a great question. I wouldn't know.
I tried looking this up when I wanted to. Me and Mom were talking about opening up our own little speakeasy / pub grill. We just couldn't figure out location wise, and I noticed the prices go up as far as to getting the liquor license fee. Mm-hmm. Like they shoot up like a lot by which area you pick.
Fuck yeah! I even wouldn't know where to begin.
I wouldn't know neither. You want to go where it's like heavily populated and get a lot of foot traffic? You want to do that? Yeah. I know Cody said he went down Inglewood and wasn't shit down there.
Nope.
So let me ask you, do you think it would be a good idea to open up right there to put something next to that stadium and shit and be like, here's something here? Or
Probably. I don't know what the prices on that would look like.
Yeah, probably like shit now.
Yeah. Probably by the stadium. Yeah, that might be a good spot.
Amp show can't be in downtown. That should have just blended in with everything.
No, you don't want to do that. No.
Yeah. No. So when me and Cody finally get $1 million, look out for that store. It's going to be, it's going to look just like our artwork photo.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be legit.
Yeah. When we get that $1 million, whoever want to give it to us, let us know. You know. Mm-hmm. And that is the end of the show, people.
That is it. Third anniversary of the last drop. Right there. Boom.
Bam. Whiskey week in the pack or whatever. Cody's going to do all four beers for that first beer week he did of the first anniversary.
No, I will not. No, the fuck I will not. No, sir.
He said he'll think about it and we'll see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pliny is calling him and I know it.
But it's funny because I've been seeing Pliny everywhere. Everybody got Pliny right now. Everybody got Pliny the other right now.
It was funny because when we redid that episode, you still couldn't find that shit. But now, that shit's every goddamn.
Damn. And now I want some Pliny the other. Damn. Thirsty.
It's amazing how something so limited became store mass produced all of a sudden now.
Right.
So people don't ever believe these distilleries and breweries when they say, oh, we only got a limited amount. You're a goddamn lie. You know you got something to fucking back. Just give me some. Anyway, though, I'm going to tell people that on our store just to fuck with them.
Oh, shit.
It's not limited. It just ain't for you. You imagine someone coming to our store asking for Fireball. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of the store.
Hey, man, you might point me to the hard seltzer section.
Start looking like that dude from District 9. You know what we need? We need a big ass security guard too. So when motherfuckers say shit like that, we'll help you out. Throw his ass out like Jazz and shit from Fresh Prince, whatever. Just chug his ass, whatever and shit. Yeah, I'd like to get some Corona, some seltzer, and maybe a Crown Royal apple. And just have his ass chugged out and shit. I'd love to see those Yelp reviews. Don't ask for bullshit or you'll get thrown on your ass. So yeah, come to our store or don't come. Opening in 2027 in a LA county near you. With that said, people, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in for the past 3 years. I look forward to hearing the first week of Craft Beer Week, third year anniversary, and then the mixing and matching there. It's going to be a special month, everyone. And this is no April Fool's joke, neither. It's very special.
No, fuck April Fool's. Hate that goddamn holiday. Hate that
fucking holiday.
Fucking awful.
Stupid dumb. As shit.
Fucking stupid.
It's like pinching you if you don't fucking wear green on St. Louis. Fuck you.
Also fucking stupid.
The dumbest fucking thing ever. Shit. It's funny because we don't want violence in this country, but we celebrate holidays that predict it or whatever. So I can tell you this right now. You pinch me, I'm going to fucking headbutt the shit out of you, bro. And then I'm going to sue your ass for hitting
me. The main takeaway here, folks, don't pitch JB. He will headbutt you.
Yes. And you know I got a big-ass forehead. Come on. Mm-hmm. Look at that forehead. Yep. That forehead just waiting. Yeah. I also want to send a special thanks out to the Butterfly Babes. They're like a Blue Run page, whatever. I won some Blue Run merch off their little contest they had, whatever.
Okay.
So they're sending me some stuff. I'm wearing the Blue Run hat right now. So, you know, I'm all about them butterflies, Cody. I'm all about that fly life.
That fly life.
Yeah. So always thanks to them and what the Butterfly Babes over there do. And there's some babes over there. Oh, Butterfly Babes, baby. Time to slide in that DM real quick. Oh, they blocked me. Oh, okay. Anyway. I'm your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say for the past 3 years, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.